the book Hebrews, bar 310. I'm Professor Agnes Rieslinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one which Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860 translated from a 1611 King James Bible, with all the original ancient Hebrew sacred names in it, like Yaffa, Yafashua, Ruach HaKodesh, according to the 22-letter ancient Hebrew alphabet, which is the basis of our faith today. That Bible, which is not available in any bookshops in the world, is the basis of what we believe today and what we are prepared to die for, is the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the 1816 version. Yes, we don't have the 1860, but that's like if I say I have the 1611 King James, it doesn't mean I have the original one. It is copies of copies of copies. So it's very important that we live in holiness. So we have the Bible. Should you be interested, I have a couple of copies available. You can contact me at my WhatsApp numbers, plus 27 international code 0722-367124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. New people, always welcome, hallelujah. Please go to past one, start from the very beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important as a newcomer to subscribe to the YouTube channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send your link to your friends and families. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Agnes. Hallelujah. We're so thankful for this week. We have such revelation word, which Father is just breaking up, the bread of life, feeding us with the water of everlasting life. That's a fountain that's upspringing from within. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12. Verse 3, now Apostle Paul says, now, I say, for consider him, now look at that him in your Bible, small h, it's Yafashua, consider him, capital H, make that a capital H, and right in the side there, Yafashua. You know, by having small letters, gives us different misleading information. Not using capital letters at the right places. For consider him, Yafashua, that endures such contradictions of sinners against him. He endureth. The Bible says, Isaiah 53 was like a lamb before his shearers. He did not open his mouth. And my father used to live on the farm. He grew up on the farm. And then they moved to town when I was born, because my grandfather died a couple of years after I was born. And then my father and grandmother moved. My mother moved to the cities. But my father had that nature in him to want to slaughter animals because of the price of meat. I mean, for a quarter the price, he would buy a sheep or a lamb, and he would bring it home, two or three of them, he would bring it home, and he had a sharp knife, he would cut the throat and bleed it in the drain, and then in the garage he had hooks, and then he would just cut it open and take the skin off, and he took everything that is there to took for a fraction of the price. And not once ever did my father brought a lamb or a sheep to the drain, the water drain, where he was going to cut the throat so it can bleed. Because you don't shoot a sheep, you cut its throat, it bleeds out. And when the sheep sees the knife, it doesn't make a sound. And what has that got to do? If you bring a goat, if you would bring a goat to slaughter a goat, the moment that he sees a knife, he knows what it is. He realizes he's going to pay with his life. And he will make a noise, and he will start kicking, and he will moving his horns and shoveling and jumping around. That's why he must tie his legs. A lamb or a sheep, you don't even need to tie his legs. You just lay him down, cut his throat, and just hold him. And this is what happened with Yahushua. He was the lamb that was sacrificed for us. And that's why the Bible says he endures. He was like a lamb before his shearers. He became the perfect lamb that was offered for our transgressions and our sins. For consider him, Yahushua, that endures such contradiction of sinners against him. They contradict themselves. When Pontius Pilate said, yes, Barabbas, yes, Yahushua. Because it was used at the feast that we were set free, prisoner. And they shouted, crucified Yahushua. Then he washed his hands. He said, I find no guilt in Yahushua. Then Israel shouted, let his sins and his blood, not his sins, let his blood be upon us and our children and our children's children. What they didn't realize, they called the wrath of Yahweh on them till the great tribulation. In the great tribulation, after the coming, the parousia for the bride at the end of Revelation 3:22, Israel will go through the great tribulation where the remnant, one third of them, would be saved by Christ, accepting Yahushua as the Messiah. The scripture says so. I can't say it otherwise. For consider him, Yahushua, that endures such contradictions of sinners against him. They contradict themselves. And still he was as a sheep before his shearers. Lest ye, as the bride of Yahushua, also in 2026 today, be wearied and faith in your minds. As we know that they contradict themselves, the sinners, to make Yahweh to be the cast out, because he called himself the son of the King of Kings. Not the Hebrew people not understanding when he was immersed and Yahweh sent the Ruach HaKodesh like a dove. It wasn't a dove nor a white dove. Like a dove upon him. Voice out of heaven said, this is my beloved son and who am well pleased. He became the revelation son with the Father expose the right hand of authority into this body called Yahushua. And there it was, Yahweh revealed in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. You can go and read 1 Timothy 3 verse 16 and experience one of the greatest revelations where Father Yahweh moved his right hand into Yahushua with Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. Isaiah 5 verse 8, 7, 8 and 9. You can go see where he says, a child is born unto us, a son is given unto us. What a privilege, it's Yahushua. Be wearied and faint in your minds. Now he says, be wearied and faint in your minds. To be a reader script, for considering him, you are for sure that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself. That him must be a capital H. Against himself. There's another capital. Himself. Lest ye as the bride of Yahushua also in 2026 be wearied and faint in your minds. Must be wake up. Yahushua cried out, be holy, for I am holy. That's what he wants us to be today. The weekend is coming, it's Friday today. If Father keeps us alive and strong and is His will, we have a whole weekend in front of us where we can live this word. Be holy as I am holy. We're living towards total holiness. We are not totally holy. We are striving. Strive towards holiness, which without we won't even see the kingdom of Yahweh. You remember Monday when it was commitment, completions, my eyes set on my end goal? Well, this is it. To be able to touch your end goal when you die is to still strive in holiness. Wanted to live in total holiness. Trying to touch it as if you see it. We call the things that we don't see in faith. And being living in holiness, we call as it as if we can see it. We manifest in it. In the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. We become building blocks for the kingdom of Yahweh. Because he says he doesn't live in temples made with hands. He says, but your body is the bride, every Yahfist. Your body is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. It's functioning in and through every one of us. That declares that we are born again from water and spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, in the revelation name of Yahushua. What a privilege. Having the opportunity in this weekend to fulfill the scriptures says, go and preach the gospel unto the lost. Seek the weary. Take them the bread of eternal life. Teach them about the fountain of living waters. We need to be fresh bread. We need to be living water. We need to be the light of the world. We need to be the salt. This is all elements that we need to function. And this, Yahushua says, we are. But we need to live in holiness as He is holy. He set us an example. He says, follow me. Do as I did in the life we are living in. You know, this is faith, believing this with everything in us, in our total soul's dimension conviction, is to call upon things that we have never seen, even prepared to give our lives for something we've never touched. But it is so real. As if we can touch it. Why? Because we partake in it. As if it is something that we just received. Brand spanking new. Hallelujah. Brand new. Everlasting life. Offered unto every one of us. And this is what we need to take out to the world. But we need to live the life accordingly. You remember Monday I said you can't stand with a brandy and coke and want to testify to somebody? Well, this is it. in this weekend or in this week, we receive so much revelation word. Supernatural revelation word that will carry us through. All we need to do is open our mouths. The Bible says, and I will lay the words of life in your mouth. You will call the things that is not as if they were, as if they are right now. We need to put our feet on the water and to walk on the water. It's an action of faith. So what do we need to do this weekend? We need to step out. Step out of our normal boundaries of comfort. And let us just start to walk the road of faith. Doing that which Yahushua have called us for. And that is to be His disciples. Let's just look around for an occasion to sow the seed of life. Until Monday, if His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.